Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Thank you for joining me today as we look at some lessons from that beloved classic Christmas story, A Christmas Carol. For your younger listeners or anybody who's unfamiliar, here's a quick recap. The story follows the journey of Ebenezer Scrooge, a cold-hearted, miserly old businessman who despises anything to do with Christmas or charity. In the story, he gets some ghostly visitors one Christmas Eve who give him a powerful look into his past, his present, and his scary future that's ahead if he doesn't change his stingy ways. By the end of this terrifying experience, Scrooge wakes up a changed man, generous, kind, and full of holiday cheer. And that is why we still say today, God bless us everyone, 180 years later. Now, between Scrooge's cold-hearted comments, the chains that Jacob Marley drags around, and the ghost of Christmas yet to come, there are certainly plenty of heavy and dark moments in the story that should cause us to reflect on how we treat fellow human beings. This old, timeless story reminds us of good lessons for us even today. Let's explore some Bible wisdom found throughout this holiday story. First, we see the consequences of greed and stinginess. Scrooge sees money as his idol. He turns away charity collectors. He denies his employee Bob Cratchit Christmas Day off. That would be a waste of profit, he says. As 1 Timothy warns us, the love of money is the root of all evil. We see this love of money has corrupted Scrooge's soul, has blinded him to others' suffering, and has left him isolated, alone, unhappy, even though he's supposed to be rich. But the good news is the ghosts intervene with haunting reminders of who Scrooge once was and the lonely end that's coming if he refuses to make some changes. Scrooge, of course, heeds the wake-up call, and he repents. He learns that, like the Bible says, a greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Rather than money, Scrooge puts his trust and his affection back where it belongs, in relationships and giving. He discovers what wealth really is for himself and for other people. The three ghosts also remind us that we can't ignore the needs of those around us. Scrooge first sees his past, a time when he was compassionate and involved with the world around him. 1 John reminds us, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Yet Scrooge became numb to all the poverty that was around him. Next, the ghost of Christmas present pulls back the curtain even further on suffering that is going on around Scrooge and that he's turned a blind eye to, showing the terrible result of his stinginess on his underpaid employee, Bob Cratchit, and his family. Scrooge is then warned that his cold indifference and his humbug attitude just makes matters worse for society and for the marginalized in his society. But instead of being condemned, Scrooge surprisingly is shown grace in the little boy, Tiny Tim. Dickens seems to say that we sometimes fail God's children, not on purpose or from evil intention, but sometimes it's just unintentional ignorance. We get so comfortable with everything that we have that we forget about needs of others and sharing. It's not because we're bad people. We just get too focused on ourselves. We don't mean to. 2 Corinthians calls us to share our blessings, saying our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. Scrooge learns to forget about his place of power and privilege, to enter into relationship with the needy, to hear their voice, and then he does something to make things right. I'd say Tiny Tim sums up the message of Scrooge's new worldview the best. God bless us everyone. And then finally, Dickens shows that redemption is always possible. If we have eyes to see our past, courage to get involved with the present, and willingness to make changes for the future, Scrooge responds to grace by making things right, by connecting with other people. 2 Corinthians says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Scrooge's dramatic change urges us to hope for our own future and for the future of others. Through God, all things are possible. Well, friends, our time is wrapping up here. I hope that reflecting on this favorite Christmas story, alongside some wisdom from the scriptures, has deepened our appreciation for this one-of-a-kind story and its lesson for all of us. a lesson to remember others, to remember love and justice, and to do what's right. Wishing you a blessed holiday season and a new year full of spiritual blessings. God bless us, everyone, as Tiny Tim said.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.